A small, thin woman, tucked in the corner of her cream-colored couch in Stoughton, is one of the country's most expensive medical patients. Meet Sue Beter, a patient with MS, multiple sclerosis.
I've had MS since I was 18 years old. My husband passed away when he was 37, leaving me with two children. Well, I have a lot of doctors.
Sue Beter, now 65, has signed up with an agency that will try to improve her life while working under a budget. As a patient under a budget, sometimes called the global payment system of paying for health care, she's a sign of the future of health care in Massachusetts. And if health care on a budget doesn't work for Sue Beter, it may not make sense for any of us. So this morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins an occasional series that we'll call What's Best for Sue Beter?
On a hot day last summer, Sue Beter, hunched behind her walker, shuffled to the car of her home health aide. They drove to the Stoughton Fire Department.
I got cookies for them. They'll come anytime. They really will, if you need them.
Sue offered the cookies as thanks for the roughly 40 trips firefighters made to her home over the past year. Sue's emergencies, a few of which sent her to the hospital, started with a seemingly simple problem. She couldn't get to the kitchen to pour herself a glass of water, and
I wasn't eating. I really wasn't eating because it was too much for me.
Sue keeps her hair brown and to the shoulders. Her curled hands move a lot as she speaks. But those hands, weakened by 47 years of multiple sclerosis, can't hold a knife to chop food into small pieces she can swallow without choking.
As the day goes by, I get more tired.
Many days, Sue would not eat until her 93-year-old mother or a home health aide made dinner for her. If she stood up to walk to the kitchen or bathroom, she often wouldn't make it.
I'd be standing here trying to walk to the bathroom, and I would just fall. I would call my children. See, I have the lifeline, thank God. And they were getting angry with me, and they wanted me to go someplace. But I'm happy here. This is my home. So I always needed the ambulance to get me up.
Emergency crews from the fire department would check Sue for injuries, pick her up off the bathroom, kitchen, or living room floor, sometimes cleaning her up, and place her in a chair where she would go back to waiting for dinner.
So right away, within the first 5 minutes of meeting Sue, I knew that things had to change.
Enter Judy Tremblay. She's a nurse at an agency Sue signed up with last fall. Judy remembers arriving at the front door of Sue's neat two-bedroom home.
She had told me to come in, and her voice was sort of far away, and she was down in the bathroom.
I couldn't pick up my pants.
Judy helped Sue pull up her pants, make sure she was in a comfortable chair, and launched an investigation of Sue's home. Judy has to figure out why Sue Beter is among the 5% of patients whose expenses add up to half of the $2.6 trillion Americans spend every year on health care.
And as you can see in her bedroom, there were things in here, little boxes and shoes everywhere.
Judy looks for scatter rugs and electrical cords, anything that might explain why Sue was having frequent falls.
Is it equipment? Is it drug-related? Is it dizziness or weakness? Why is she falling? What can we do to stop this?
Judy tells Sue she can hire more help. The nurse creates a minute-by-minute plan for Sue's care.
Grooming, she gets 5 minutes a day where she'd have her hair combed to make sure she's brushing her teeth, that sort of thing, her nails. 10 minutes for dressing twice a day to put on her
Judy's
clothes.
Judy's mission is to see if spending money up front on handrails in the bathroom, better home care, taxi rides to the doctor's office, and many more services will help Sue stay healthy and help the government save money on her care.
We keep people out of nursing homes and hospitals.
But Judy and Senior Whole Health are taking a gamble. They'll try to provide all of Sue's care for 20% less than the almost $7,000 a month that Medicare and Medicaid were spending on Sue before she signed up with the agency. In return, Senior Whole Health gets a lump sum payment from the two government programs and gets to decide how best to spend money on Sue. The agency is so convinced prevention works that they're buying Sue's vitamins, lotions, and adult diapers so that she doesn't try to get up in the middle of the night and risk another fall.
It's incredible, and it's just saved me. I mean, before I was having so many accidents because they're so expensive.
This wasn't just a financial decision. It was a decision to keep her safe because we didn't want her climbing out of bed in the middle of the night and she'd be more at risk for falling.
If all goes well, Sue will live happily at home, the government will save money, and Senior Whole Health won't lose money paying for her care. We'll let you know how it goes. So far, Sue has cut way back on calls to the Stoughton Fire Department.
I just wonder if they miss me. I mean, I used to call them a lot. But, Jen, my life is better, isn't it?
Sue's home health aide, Jen McDonald, nods, smiling. Sue's 911 calls haven't stopped altogether. There was one day in January when she called the fire department twice, a sign, perhaps, that keeping her at home and out of expensive hospitals and nursing homes will not be easy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
Martha Biebinger had help with this story from Wilder Fleming and Aisha Siddiqui. It was produced in part as a project for the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships, a program at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. To comment and read more about how Sue Beter's health care is changing, go to our blog, Common Health. You can find it at our website, WBUR.org.